Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. This is Janice Tunnell and I'm here tonight with my sister Denise, and we're going to be joined tonight by the owners of Mixed Chicks. But right now we wanted to make sure that if you wanted to call in, you could call in at 914-803-4399. Again, the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Also, you can email your comments or questions to info@illusionsbeauty.com. My sister Denise also has a little information to share with you.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody that this week's beauty deal was buy two products at regular price and get the third one for half off. And then our beauty tip for today is moisturize, moisturize, moisturize. And I have to say it three times so that you realize how important it really is. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see more beauty tips, you can follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/illusionsbeauty. That's twitter.com/illusionsbeauty.
Okay. Do we have Wendy and Kim on the phone?
You have Wendy, and you will have Kim in about 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Wendy.
Hello, ladies.
How are you?
I'm not that good today.
Oh.
How about you two?
You have a what now?
I said, how about you two? How are you guys?
We're doing good. Can't complain.
Good.
How's the weather treating you? Is it still raining in L.A.?
No, today was actually beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of cool, but it was beautiful. No rain. Yesterday it rained. Tuesday it rained, and then all last week and the week before it was crazy. But it's just nice again.
Yeah.
Now, is this time of year normally the rainy season, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Usually, like, February, it rains a lot. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
This is normal. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, everybody's trying to talk. Okay, is it clear? Is the coast clear?
Yeah, coast is clear.
Okay, I was going to say, Wendy, if you want until Kim gets on the line, if you could just introduce yourself to everybody and just kind of give us a little bit about your background and how you started in the business, long before Mixed Chicks ever came about.
Okay, my name is Wendy Levy. I am of a mixed marriage. My mother is black and my father's white. I was born and raised in Atlantic City, New Jersey, which is still kind of segregated. I went to college at University of Delaware, but my major was exercise physiology. I thought I was going to go on and become a physical therapist. and I got sidetracked, and I moved to New York and started waitressing after I graduated and had a blast and got into the music industry. I can't sing at all, the business end of it. And, so I worked for Chiva Sound at Virgin Records in New York for a while. And then right before I turned 30, I panicked and thought I should have, like, a serious, meaningful job, and I went and became a teacher in Atlantic City. So I was teaching at a junior high school in Atlantic City, and then, you know, things changed, and I ended up moving to Los Angeles, and I taught at North Hollywood High School for a while. But when I was working in the music industry, I met Kim's sister, Alicia. We both ended up working for a branch of Virgin Records and became very good friends. And that's how Kim and I got together. And that's how the conversations began about, just hair products and needs and personal needs. And I had a nice concoction that I would mix, and all my girlfriends would ask me what I used in my hair. And we would laugh because, you know, me having a black mother in an interracial marriage, you know, most of the time it's the mother's white, it seems, more frequently.
Right.
And they have a hard time helping their children with their hair because they're unfamiliar with textured hair. Where my mother, my hair was a breeze compared to what she, her understanding of hair. So, and she also was in the beauty industry. She actually went to Wilford Academy. I don't know if you guys know about that, some academy in Philadelphia, very funny. And just being with her all the time, I mean, since I was 7 years old, I would help give her a relaxer, you know. I would get all the edges that she couldn't reach in the back. I would trim her hair. So, you know, just being with my mother taught me a lot about hair, and I was able to come up with a concoction that could define and defrizz crazy curls. And then, but I never thought it could be a business. It was Kim's idea that, like, oh, you know, Wendy, I can't believe this is amazing. I never would wear my hair curly, but now that I have this, it's great. You know how many other people need this? Like, let's start a
right.
business. And that
so
was.
So let me ask you. I'm sorry. Let me ask you. I think from what I read a while ago, I think you and Kim are just the opposite. Like, she has a black father and a white mother.
You got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me, and I don't know if there is a difference, but is there a difference between you two with the textures of your hair, being that it's opposite for you?
I don't think the difference has anything to do with our parents being opposite. It's just the way the DNA lines up.
Mm-hmm.
But Kim's hair, I think, is a little more, it's a little thicker, and her curls
mm-hmm.
are a little bit tighter.
Gotcha.
But that's just the way the DNA, I mean, lines up. I mean, my brother's hair is very similar to Kim's. So
gotcha.
We can't, you know, we can't call it the parents being
right.
opposite.
Right.
Yeah. And then my husband, he's also biracial. And his hair is really tightly curled, and his mother's white.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so you never know. You never know.
That
and then our group, we have a daughter now. I have a 15-month-old, and
mm-hmm.
her hair is extreme. Well, I'm not sure what's happening, but every day I wake up and look at her, it just gets tighter and tighter. And I'm like, okay, this child is going to get me to really learn hair even more coarse than my own, which is great because then I'll be able to create more products.
Mhm. Yeah, I was gonna ask you how have you used your products now on your child, or are you planning to use something a little different or create something a little different?
Right now, the leave-in, I mix the leave-in conditioner, like one part leave-in with two parts water in a spray bottle, and
mm-hmm.
I can just spritz her hair in the morning, and it comes out nice. You know, the curls look really good.
Okay.
But you know, kids, she's got like this. I don't know if it's a nervous thing or what, but, like, well, when she's sleepy, she just pulls at her hair. So every time she takes a nap, she's pulling at her hair, and it turns into a fuzz ball again. So I keep a little spritz bottle with me, and I spritz it every time she wakes up.
And I believe we have Kim on the line. Is that right?
I'm here.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. How are you?
We're great. Wendy was just telling us a little bit about herself and her background and her wonderful curly hair.
I heard her talking about Charlie's hair.
Yeah. So you're just in time. Can you just give us a little bit of info on your background and how you got started with all of this?
What background? Do you want my career background, or you want my ethnic background? What are you? I apologize.
All of it.
Well,
everything.
All about
me.
Yeah.
All about. Well, I do. I have an Irish mother, a little blonde, blue-eyed woman, and I have an African American father. And I actually, as I'm sure Wendy stated, we were not hairdressers. I worked in television for 12 years, and then did a little PR for some athletes. And obviously out of a need for myself and our friends, we decided to create a hair product just for ourselves at first, just so that we could, you know, wear our hair curly and look decent, not be Chaka Khan one day and Minnie Riperton the next.
Now, you say wear your hair curly. Is your all hair? Yeah, please.
My hair, of course, is naturally curly. I mean, you put water on my hair, it's about to curl right up.
Okay.
So the reality is of wearing it in that curly state, allowing a product or finding a product that would allow my curls to feel relaxed, controlled, so that they wouldn't be frizzy.
Gotcha.
Or too tight to my head that, you know, it just, if I did move them, they'd become frizzy. So I wanted something that allowed, you know, hey, you turn on the TV or even open up magazines when you do see nice curls and you're thinking, are those from curling irons or, you know, is that someone's natural curl? And I wanted to wear my hair curly. I mean, when I'm in the shower, you look in the mirror from the shower and you're like, ooh, that looks so nice, but that cannot dry like that. There was nothing that was going to work.
Exactly.
So I wanted something, you know. Listen, I'm from L.A., so, you know, we're land of the Jerry curl.
Right.
You know, people walked around with curls. It was just dripping and greasy.
Right.
And, you know, trying to use some of that Hawaiian silky and some of that curl activator, the smell in your pillowcase, it was not happening. When you didn't have that, you know, that process in your hair. So, and it still dried your hair. So I was like, okay, I need something. And mousse just was too drying, and your hair was, you know, really stiff.
Yeah,
and of course gel. And, you know, I mean, I grew up in the 80s, so, you know, then, you know, remember, we kind of slicked our hair back but had part of it out, that whole look, and put the baby hair down, but then you had the pom-pom in the back. So it was kind of like, okay, this front part looks so nice, but what's going on with the back? And the back was the part that was supposed to be the natural, you know, wave.
Right.
So, you know, I wanted to have that. And, you know, when I met Wendy, Wendy wore her hair curly. And, you know, I'm like, well, your hair looks good curly. And she's like, look, I have a process here to have these curls. You know, there's certain things that I use, and I knew that, you know, yeah, we could have a bathroom full of products and maybe one day you can get a nice look, but, you know, it didn't mean it felt good. You know, it was sticky or hard, or it didn't last. So, you know, she had a couple of things that I liked and I tried, and we just thought, okay, this is ridiculous. There has to be something for our hair.
Mm-hmm.
We started.
And that's how you started.
Yeah,
now, I'm sure that you've heard of or seen other products that claim to do the same things. How does MixChix compare, or does MixChix compare to some of the other products out there?
You know, I haven't found anything that works like our product. I have found combinations of things that work almost as well, but not a single product. And a lot of times the products that are for, you know, curly hair, they have alcohol in them, and there's something in the alcohol that draws, like, the, you know, the nape, at the nape of your neck, like anytime I have a product with alcohol, like any of those Frizzies products, it draws up, like by the end of the day, it's like one dread. It's one big dread underneath of my hair, and I can't even get a comb through it. So our product doesn't do that. Our product doesn't make your hair like draw up and get knotty. And I think it's because there's no alcohol in it, and there's several, you know, nourishing oils in there, but not enough to make it oily or give you a residue. So I think Mixed Chicks is winning because it's one of the few single products that you can apply to wet hair and allow your hair to air dry and have wonderful curls.
Now, what about for those people like me who, you know, I'm not of mixed heritage, and my hair, when you wet it, it's not, you know, that nice curly hair that you all have going on. It's more so that kinky hair.
You can use the leave-in and do a two-strand twist, you know, like you can do two-strand twists all over your hair when it's wet with the leave-in conditioner, and then once it dries, you can unravel them and have a really cute curly look.
Okay, so
that work.
That's
or you can corn roll it, I have tons of friends that have decided to revert their hair back to their natural state, so they're growing their relaxer out. So, you know, obviously, as growing your when you're growing your relaxer out, you know, the roots start to get a little wavy, but, you know, the rest of it's straight. So, you know, washing the hair, you know, conditioning it, and like Wendy said, taking the leave-in, two-strand twisting it, or even doing the regular twist and pin curling it, or even just corn rolling your hair, even if you corn rolled it back and taking it out the next day, you'll notice, you know, obviously, you know, with when you're reverting your hair, the end is much straighter, but when you're braiding it all the way through, you're kind of getting a whole wave pattern. So when you take it out, you're allowed to wear that natural look, but now you don't have a product that's weighing your hair down, and that's what a lot of products do compared to ours. When wearing it curly, they have some sort of oil, something that's weighing the hair down, and like when you said, leaving a residue. And so it doesn't allow the hair to move. That's our product is, you know, you're able to have curls that are loose and flowing on more natural. So even in if you don't have, you know, completely curly hair, you know, but you are natural and you're wearing in a natural state, you can apply that. And you have to learn to play with your hair. That's the thing.
Right.
That's why there are professionals who do hair. You know, that's why they're in that profession. And you realize a lot of people just don't have patience with their hair. But if you're not patient, you won't learn how to do the tricks.
Right.
Also, if you were to go to YouTube, if you went to YouTube and just did a Mixed Chick search, we have a lot of customers that put their own videos out because they found different ways to use the product. And I've seen a couple of women that have done the YouTube with a more coarse textured hair. And they have ways to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
You can go, just if you go to YouTube, you can watch the videos on how they do it.
I think they just like the feeling that there's not, it doesn't feel like you have a product in your hair. Like I said, you know, you don't feel like sometimes the other products have an oil, like I said, that's just too heavy. So in even doing that procedure, you know, some of those products, you know, give you a buildup or flake. You know, the next day, and the Mixed Chicks doesn't do that.
Exactly. Now, I just suggested your product to a friend of mine yesterday who actually does the two-strand twist.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so today, she was asking about the website. So I gave her the website and told her that she can go on to the website and find out where you all sell the products, or she could just order online. So hopefully she'll be ordering because she's definitely interested in it.
I want to
talk about when I do use the product, I use it on weave hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's fabulous on curly weave hair.
Yeah, it works really well, like on, you know, the wavy, the Remy, all of the curly hair. And the reason, again, why it works so well on that human hair, you know, as well, is because it's not heavy, so it doesn't weigh the hair down.
Right.
You know,
right.
I find a lot of, you know, a lot of our hair importers say that, you know, they carry the product with that because, you know, when they're spraying the hair wet and then they're adding the leave-in, here's a product going into the hair that allows the client to have the natural feel. That's why they're wearing the hair, to have a natural feel, to have a natural look. And we're really happy our product complements that look.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the leave-in conditioner that, if, let's say if someone did have a weave and they had like a, you know, a wavy pattern, is that something that someone can use every day if they wet their hair every day?
Yeah, a lot of
yeah.
the people that use it on their weaves will mix one part leave-in with two parts water in a spray bottle and just
mm-hmm.
kind of spritz it down to refresh it.
Gotcha.
As opposed to go through the whole process.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, because, you know, and we always stress this, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, you pay a lot of money to get your hair done and to have the hair. Some people are just not quite sure how to wash their hair correctly, and you and I both know that if you get water at the top of that crown of that hair and you haven't dried that hair, it's a terrible smell coming out, right?
And
so,
on our website too, we have several different videos, and we have one of our stylists showing you how to apply it properly to weave.
Yeah, with
okay.
a
so
net
you don't
as well.
Get it, so it doesn't get musty.
Gotcha.
Yeah, make sure you either if you're going to air dry it, you know, make sure you're in that position to air dry your hair. You know, you're not washing it going to sleep, you know.
Right,
Or, you know, you can sit underneath the dryer because you always want to make sure that crown is nice and dry.
Now, give me the formula again for, like, the little misting spray. Did you say two parts water?
Yes, one part leave-in. So it's basically just one-third leave-in, two-thirds water in a spray bottle, shake it up, and you can just spritz it down in the morning just to refresh it.
It's a good trick for people that live on the East Coast as well, you know, when it's cold and they've done their hair and their curls are still there, and you want to have, you know, fresher curls in the morning instead of, you know, getting in the shower. If it's the weather is too cold, you can use the spray bottle.
Yeah, and for me, I can't just spritz my hair and then it, like, the curls turn great. Like, a lot of people that work wonderful for, but I have to actually, like any of my crazy curls, I just spritz that and then reshape it around my finger and then slide my finger out. So if I at least do that to the frame of my face, I can get away with a couple of days without having to redo it.
Oh, okay.
Now, my sister had asked, you know, if you could do that every day where you're wetting your hair every day. And I just wanted to add that when I was introduced to the product from a hairstylist, like my sister, I grew out my relaxer and wear my natural hair, but in the summertime on the East Coast, it's so humid that that's not going to work. So that's normally when I put in the weave hair. And the hair that I had was had a wave pattern to it, you know, but I would always wear it straight. And then there was one time when my hairstylist said, you know, you should try wearing your hair curly sometimes. So I said, okay. So I was thinking that she was going to do something, you know, special, like with an iron or something. And she said, no, you know, just shampoo your hair and you need to try this product. It's called Mix Chicks. It's a leave-in conditioner. And put that on, and you will have the most beautiful curls. So I'm like, okay. And I did it the very first time. And after I did it, I was hooked. And I was, like, doing it almost every – wearing my hair curly almost every day, like, for the rest of the summer. And it works wonderful on weave hair. And then just like you were saying, you know, twisting the natural hair, like, in the front, I was twisting the natural hair and even putting the product on my natural hair as well, and it just all worked really well together, the natural hair and the weaved hair, both using the Mixed Chicks leave-in conditioner. I loved it.
Great. We love that.
Yeah.
A great and blend.
I tell so many people, you know, about the product all the time. I love that leave-in conditioner.
Oh, that's great to hear. And, you know, I was going to say, like, even whether if your hair is long or, you know, it just really depends on your curl pattern. Because Wendy, you know, she demonstrates on the video how you can put your hair in a loose ponytail at night on top of your head and still have great curls the next day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
you know, that's another trick, you know. She kind of has bangs, so she pulls her bangs down, but she puts a loose ponytail at the top of her head, and, you know, it holds her curls together as well.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's different. I'm sorry.
Here's the little one.
Is it Charlie?
You hear her.
So can you all tell us a little bit about some of your other products that you have out in your line?
Especially the ones for the men.
The men. That's funny.
Oh, actually, the His Mix is it's actually the same exact product as the women's. There's no difference other than the packaging. And we just did that because there were a lot of men who were saying, you know, what about us? I don't want something that says chicks on my counter, you know, in my shower, on my, you know, on my counter. And we're like, what? So basically we kind of just made that to appease those folks.
And we love that because, you know what, you love, like men, they always think they're smarter than us, but we're still smarter than them. I'm not using that woman's product. I need one for me. So we give them the bottle. Here he goes, just for you. That's right. I have the His Mix. And we're like, you're so silly. It's the same exact product. It's just packaged differently. So we're still getting over on them.
Right.
Yeah, and then the other products, we've got the shampoo. It's a cleansing shampoo that will remove any kind of buildup. And then we have the deep conditioner, which is amazing. It's the best detangler ever. It makes your hair soft and easy to comb through. Honestly, like if I don't have deep conditioner, like if I'm traveled or something, I don't have my deep conditioner, I don't even bother washing my hair. I just put it in a bun.
What's the funniest story?
By combing
Wendy?
My hair with the deep conditioner.
For Wendy, when Wendy gave birth to her baby, and she was in the hospital, remember, for a couple of days. And she was like, oh, my God, my hair is so matted underneath here, my head. And she's thinking, I cannot imagine that I'm going to have to try to – I can't brush that out of my hair. I'm going to have to cut it out of my hair. And she got in the shower and put the deep conditioner in.
Mm-hmm.
Came right out.
It makes it soft, and you can really get through it. Yeah.
And you think about that, before that product, we were probably thinking, oh, there's no way I can brush through that. I'm going to have to cut part of my hair.
Right.
No, and that's another thing. Everybody, so many people are like, they swear that our product makes their hair grow. And it's like, you know, of course it doesn't do that, but it does stop the breakage. Like, you have so much less breakage that you can actually see the length. You know, it seems like your hair is getting longer, and it's just simply because there's less breakage.
Oh, yeah. I have tons of friends that say, oh, no, your product makes my hair grow. And I'm like, listen, you don't make it to grow. But, your hair is healthy. If it grows, that's great. But
when you think about it, your hair, when it's healthy, it's not dry. It's not brittle. And so, you know, when you have a good amount of moisture, and I guess, you know, it's not breaking off. So I guess some people, their hair is growing when it's not dry and brittle. So kind of in a way.
Right, in a way.
But even when it's dry and brittle, it's growing. It just keeps breaking.
Right, it's growing. It keeps breaking. So they, you know, you pretty much have to cut off that damaged piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the roots are all nice and fresh.
I guess if they think it's growing because of the product, let them.
Then we tell them wonderful. Wonderful.
How have some of your clients responded to you know, the products and what it's doing for them, besides making their hair grow?
You said, how are they responding?
To the product.
A lot of people are just happy and so enthusiastic. I mean, if you look at our testimonials, we just take them straight from our emails, customers being just so excited that they finally found something. But more than that, I think the most exciting part for me is a lot of interracial children, you know, we're in L.A., and it seems so normal, but it's not normal everywhere. You know, you're still ostracized in some places, and you don't fit in, and they're trying to make you choose. And what I've found in a lot of my emails from parents, they say, thank you so much. My daughter, you know, this has helped her self-esteem. just the fact that you call the product Mixed Chicks and you represented, you know, my daughter who felt like she's never been represented. She's felt so strange. But just when she wears the T-shirt and when she puts the product in, she feels so happy. She feels like she found her place in the sun. So that gets me excited because I know growing up in Jersey, it was segregated. And, you know, you just wanted to be black or white. You just didn't want to be in between because people didn't hang out. There was black crowds, white crowds, and Puerto Rican crowds. There was no mixed people. So I identify with those girls who just feel lost. And if when I was younger I had a shirt that said Mixed Chicks or a product that said it, it really would have made me feel like these girls feel today. And I feel really proud about that. So that's the reaction I like most.
Wow. Yeah. Great. That's great. Do you all have any tips that you would like to share for women with curly hair, like any, you know, any tricks or like for those people who probably can't afford the products, like what suggestions can you give them as far as products go to like use on their hair to make their curls manageable?
Well, you know, a regular trim is always good. For curly hair because it gets dry so easily and it looks crispy a lot, you know. So to trim your hair once a season is important. And I heard in the beginning of your show the tip was moisturize, moisturize, moisturize.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. And I sometimes, like I'd say maybe once a month, maybe once every other week, I'll put a cap full of olive oil, rub it through my hair before I shampoo.
Okay.
And that really helped because if I just put it in after, it would be too oily. But when you put it in right before, it leaves just enough oil that, you know, makes your hair moisturized and shiny and, you know, and it helps you control it. Yeah, as far as other products, I mean, other than ours that can help.
Right. Because, you know, some people are going to say, well, what can I get out of the drugstore or, you know. What is, you know,
you'll be doing what we did our whole life and being dissatisfied.
I can tell you something that kind of worked, something that worked for me. I hate to do this because people might lean away from Mixed Chicks, but it doesn't work as good as Mixed Chicks anyway. But back in the day, I would put like Pantene conditioner, the kind that just regular conditioner, and then and Finesse moisturizing mousse. That combination gives you a decent curl. It's a little crunchier than our product, but it gives you a decent curl. But what you do have to worry about is when you leave, you know, anything you leave in your hair shouldn't have alcohol. If it's something that's just in and out, like a conditioner, a little alcohol is fine. But to leave something in your hair over, you know, every day, it's going to cause some damage. So as I sit and suggest Pantene and Finesse Mousse, also know that over a long period of time, it could cause damage because there's alcohol in those products.
Right.
Now, do you ladies plan to introduce any other products to your line?
Oh,
or you pretty much have it all?
No.
Well, I'm working.
Yeah,
right now, I just completed a sulfate-free shampoo for, you know, color-treated hair and chemically-treated hair. So that should be on the market. I really hope by summer, but you know, there's, you know, when you're bottling and packaging, there's all the unforeseen obstacles that might push it off till the end of the summer. I'm not sure. And Kim's working on, several things. Why don't you tell them about that natural stuff?
Well, we're just working on we're trying to get everything together, but we're working on a natural children's line.
Oh, cool.
So that will be, you know, a shampoo, a conditioner, obviously a styling product, and, you know, a nice perhaps detangling spray. So we're working on that, and, you know, the word natural, you know, everyone's falling into that category, you know, what's natural. So, you know, we're trying to get there. You know, I always say nothing's natural except for mud if you go into the yard.
Right.
Put some water together. So, but you know, we're working on ingredients to make sure it's just as healthy as possible you know, for small children, because, you know, we get a lot of moms who are starting really early with their kids, you know, we try to tell them they're, you know, their scalps are very tender when they're young, and, you know, hair tends to change textures a few times,
mm-hmm.
but that, you know, infants, you know, I would just stay away from doing anything to the hair, but listen, there are a lot of children that are born with a head full of hair. And
right.
They have a lot of hair early. So I just, you know, want to, we've been using our products, but I just want to find alternatives to being as healthy as possible for small children and, you know, coming up with a tear-free shampoo for them, because some of our kids are becoming more independent at a young, earlier age.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on that children's line. And hopefully, you know, again, you know, like Wendy said, bottling, you know, finding the right packaging and, you know, getting everything together. You know, we're hoping spring, summer.
And I've been working on a gel for years. just because there's a lot of people who prefer gel. And I'm telling you, to get a gel that's alcohol-free to work and not make your hair stiff is quite
mm-hmm.
a task. That's all I can say. I've been working on it for like 2 years now, and I just am having trouble getting it right.
Wow.
it's really not easy to get a gel to work without alcohol.
Wow. And, you know, we have to get the product right.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no reason to do it at all.
And then
exactly.
One thing that might work for me, you know, I'm like, oh, I got it. This is it. You know, Kim, try it. She'll come in the next day, like, I'm like, what the heck? And she's like, oh, hell no. And, you know, what worked for me is awful on her. And then something that might work on her is awful on me.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying, you know, trying to find a product that works on a variety of curl textures is not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we just have different hair textures. But, you know, we made it work with our other products, so we know that we can. We're going to make it work.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of back and forth with the lab, you know, and then say you blow your hair straight, and then it's like, okay, well, I'm definitely not testing this week.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you know, we are.
That time?
And we're
you know,
working
yeah, you're
on
not
a
trying
straight
to wet
line.
Your hair.
We're working on a straight line, too. And not really straight. I mean, this is the best thing about Mixtix is we have a shampoo. We have a new shampoo coming out. We have a great conditioner, okay? And, I mean, you know, we have people that use our leave-in to blow their hair straight. A tiny bit of the leave-in, you know, helps the hair a little more manageable. But we really probably just want to add one product to our straight line or two that just is
right.
more of a heat protectant.
Gotcha.
Type of product, something that just protects
right.
you when you're blow drying or setting, because I like to wet set my hair. I don't blow dry it. I wet set it, and then I pull it out with the flat iron.
Gotcha.
So we just want something that's kind of works, you know, both ways, just protects it a bit. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I got to tell you, you look at straight products, there are a lot of ingredients in there that just don't work
for you.
They're not
they're
good.
They're bad for you. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, when you're blowing your hair straight, like alcohol, anything with alcohol in it will make your hair dry faster. So most
right.
of those products that you blow hair straight with are loaded with alcohol because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're trying to
right.
get it straight quickly before it, you know, kinks up. But, yeah, so anyway.
And if we could just make a nice little – we were thinking about a pomade. Remember that? We just,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got big
yeah,
ideas.
I mean, yeah, yeah, we're working slowly but surely.
We're good.
It'll work it out.
Oh, I have one more tip. You know, I'm sorry, we started out on tips.
Okay.
Often people call, right, and they want to say, like, what can I do to make my curls not shrink? You know, like when my hair's wet, it's down my back, and, it, you know, when I'm done, once it dries, it's at my chin. What can I do, you know, to
mm-hmm.
make them not shrink? And there's the trick. That I've learned, it's you can put all your product in, then put your hair, like when it's wet, you wrap your hair in a towel, like a turban, you know,
mm-hmm.
and go ahead and finish getting ready. So say it takes 20 minutes to get dressed, put your makeup on and everything else. Then
mm-hmm.
you can take the towel off, add a little bit more product, And when your hair dries, it doesn't, you know, it was partially dried, pulled, right, pulled longer. Mm-hmm. But if you let it dry that last portion, you can get the curl pattern, a nice curl pattern, without the drastic shrinkage because it dried most of the way pulled.
I've done that.
So, yeah, that's
just it. I have that hair that shrinks. and so for me, the only time my curls seem long is when I put color in my hair.
You
funny.
Should try that. I'm always
trying
to
try it.
Email,
I mean, my hair.
Too.
But, you know, people always say, oh, I don't want my hair to shrink. Listen, that's what your hair does. It's natural.
Yeah, that's
for your hair to shrink.
I mean,
this product is not here to make your hair look longer with curls, you know? But it doesn't shrink as much as if you were using a product with alcohol that usually draws your hair up.
Right.
But I do know with our product, your curls may shrink, because I do shrink, but the later the day goes on, the better your curls look, and I find that I can pull my curls out a bit more towards the end of the day to give myself a little more length.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's length and volume.
Right.
So that works for me.
Thank you,
otherwise,
so
my
much.
Hair's naturally going to curl up.
We thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it, and we're looking forward to all of the new products that you all are working on and testing, and we know it may take some time for some products, but we know by the time you all get them out, they'll be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be perfect. So thank you so much for joining us. And we always ask our guests, as you know, as we're leaving, what beauty means to them. So one at a time, what does beauty mean to you guys?
Go ahead, Wendy.
Me first, thanks. You know, it means so many things, but to me, beauty is it's an inner kindness that shows itself outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's beauty, and I think that a smile, a woman who's smiling,
mm-hmm.
is the most beautiful thing.
That's right.
So it's an inner kindness and happiness. That's beauty. That's what I think is beautiful.
Yeah, I was just going to say that too. I was just going to say beauty to me is from the inside, but it's a confidence you have, and that comes from knowing who you are.
Right.
And knowing where you've been and knowing where you're going. And knowing, like Wendy said, with kindness, knowing that just being kind to someone, even if they're not kind to you, makes you more beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have to be ugly to somebody because they are.
Exactly.
So I think it's from the inside. And like Wendy said, if more people walked around and smiled, everything would be beautiful.
It really would.
You know?
It really would. Yep.
So, I think she hit it. It's the inside out. Not really what's, you know. And that's the thing. What's inside really can change what's on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely.
You know, you can see something approaching, and it can look so lovely. But when you see what comes from the inside out, and that's when the mouth opens or just any, you know, the way they project themselves, and even when a person puts their head down, I mean, that tells you, that right there. I know that's judgmental, but
it's true.
You know what I mean? That kind of
mm-hmm.
says it all.
Absolutely.
So I think if it all was so started from the inside on such a good, you know, a good note, then it would be really good on the outside.
Love it.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, ladies. We appreciate
good talking
you.
To you.
Yes,
thank
and continued
you.
Success.
Yes, and we'll
thank
make sure
you.
When we get those products together, we'll let you guys test them.
Oh, that would be great.
I'll probably
yeah,
make a mess.
Right.
It'll be fun.
Thank you so much, ladies. Have a good night.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Maxie, how are you?
Well, you know, normally it's really hard for me to grasp the concept of beauty coming from the inside. You know, because we're in a beauty industry, and if that concept is, you know, truly grasped by everyone, then who would care about beauty? Who would care about external beauty and the jobs that we do? But I have to say, those guests sort of sparked a tiny bit of, oh, you know, being kind is beautiful. It is.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful to smile and all of that. And so today's show really helped me.
Great.
But I plan on helping the hair and makeup people in the audience today with some information. That's what I'm here on the planet for, just to help. And and I have some things that have affected me recently that I feel I can, if I mention them, I can help prevent these things happening for other people in the industry by just mentioning it, because I never put thought into these two things, and now I have, because they've happened to me, so now I can talk about them to save someone else. Okay, number one is, I normally don't miss award shows, because normally I'm booked far enough in advance on an award show to where I've never really worried about working on an award show, because I, you know, they're usually all in LA and I am usually hired to do somebody on every award show, whether it's at least somebody's wife or, you know, producer or something, on every award show, no matter what. But this year I missed two award shows. And the reason I missed the two award shows was because I didn't in advance, like, book out the dates of those award shows for myself,
mm-hmm.
and I just haphazardly just, like, took other jobs that happened to land on those award shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, what were you going to say? Because I was going to say that is a really big mistake. If you live in Los Angeles and you're a makeup artist and you want to work on award shows, you have to actually block out those days even before you're booked by anybody.
Right.
Because otherwise you'll be booked, and I'm the type of person that if I'm doing someone for something, unless it's like a dramatic difference in money, I try not to weasel out of it, and I try to stay committed to the job.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I missed two award shows this season because of that, because of me not just blocking out and realizing, of course, I get hired on every award show. So, moving on from that, that's number one. Number two is something recently is happening in the music video industry that, you know, I thought I would bring up. And that is that the glam, meaning the hair, the makeup, and the wardrobe for music artists, is now being shifted through to the label because of budgets. The lower budgets of music videos now make it so that the label takes it upon themselves to hire hair and makeup and pay them through the label so that it doesn't sort of weigh down the budget of the music video, because, you know, artists are so expensive. And when you count up three people and the prep shopping for wardrobe and the return days for wardrobe, it's expensive. So what's happened to me is I'm doing an Eminem Lil Wayne video coming up this Saturday with Chris Robinson. And I have worked with Eminem in the past, was his artist, and get along really well with Eminem. And he doesn't have his own person that's regularly attached to him. And so I've been hired now. This still strays from the actual topic, but the topic is I've recently been doing the girls for certain people's videos as a favor to the director, beautifying the, you know, the female aspect of the music video for the rappers instead
mm-hmm.
of actually doing the rappers.
Right.
And what had happened was that I'm being hired by the director because they want their video to look good, and they know that I can turn out, like, the entire background, et cetera, with an assistant and make it all look amazing. It's what I've done for years, but normally I would do the artist and then leave an assistant with the male artist on set or whatever so that I have the opportunity to work with that rapper. But now, basically because I've shown everyone that, oh, well, Maxi can really make, you know, those girls look amazing, why hire him on or request him to do the actual rapper, which is just like, you know, who cares what the male rapper has on, but they're hiring me to do the background only. So this is just one particular director. It's the Chris Robinson, whom I love, but I'm so frustrated because now I'm going to be on this set doing the girls while some other idiot or nice person, I'm sure, is doing Eminem. And it's for two reasons. It's because of this label debacle of labels paying for the artist's hair and makeup, but it's also because I showed them too much. I should not have ever said or shown them, you know, that I will work like a dog through the whole 14 hours of a video and turn out your entire background because it bothers, you know, like, it really bothers me if there's a girl that doesn't look right, even walking by, even if she's some crack whore in the background. It just really bothers me. So I end up making the whole background look good, and now I'm known for it in this company with this director, and it's just, it was a mistake. I should have done a great job on these girls in the past, but I shouldn't have, like, you know, been so excited to work with Chris to show him how great I am by doing everybody to where they think, oh, you know, Maxie's good for that. And they don't really think of me now to do, oh, to, you know, work with the male artist that they don't really care about what they look like.
Well, you know what, Maxie, I hear where you're coming from, but just to make something positive out of it, I think
I love
that,
you.
I know,
I love
right?
You so much. If you can do it, please.
I think that I think it's a great thing that they see now that you can turn these girls out and make everyone look fabulous. And to me, I think you would have more opportunities of getting work by showing that you can turn these girls out as opposed to doing guys who don't really care about having anything done anyway.
True, but, I mean, Eminem, thank you, and I love you from the bottom of my heart. You know what? Your tweets keep me going. Sometimes I get tweets from you girls, but I'm like, oh, my goodness, thank goodness I got that tweet. It's like, it will get me through the rest of the day. But you guys are so positive, and, you know, I'm sort of a Debbie Downer, okay, but or a realist, let's call that. But, no, I get that. I do get that, but the joy and the fun for me, you know, also, besides working like a dog and slaving on all those girls, is to, you know, hang with Eminem and, you know, do Eminem again.
You know, which I understand. I totally understand that. I really do. I totally understand that. And it's like, that's what you want to be hired on the job for, so that you can work with Eminem or whoever, you know, whoever the star rapper is. You know, you want to do that. It's like, it's almost like, can I still come and do the girls and everything, but still work with Eminem or still work with whoever the, you know, the key person is?
What I normally do, I don't go running up on male rappers all day, touching them up. Like, I've worked with every male rapper, but I do them in the trailer or in their motorhome, and then I leave a female assistant with them all day, basically.
Right.
And I do continue to work on the background myself and blah, 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 but it still makes the experience so much better.
Right.
Than, I don't know why, because, you know, it's just Eminem in particular. I'm so mad. Every time I'm calling in now, I'm mad. I was mad last week about my McDonald's commercial or whatever, but it's just really frustrating. I'm even smoking a cigarette now while I'm on the radio.
Right.
and you know I'm quitting.
Yeah, I hope so, Maggie.
No, I am. I would hate it if y'all came to my funeral and it was like a lung cancer death. I would be bummed out. But anywho, God, sorry to mention a funeral. But anywho, so yeah, thank you. No, I do see the positive side in that, but it's just something that I feel like I'm going backwards. Like, for instance, Eminem's going to see me on that set doing those girls. And although he probably doesn't even remember me. I mean, like, I shouldn't even personalize it like that. But I feel like I've gone backwards with him in particular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it just bothers me, and he's so great. But either way, about the curly hair situation, I have to say, you know, I know that people of color have a lot of hair issues, obviously. I was almost brought to tears as I was hearing you guys talk about, like, there's so much, like, oh, it's like, it's too bad that everyone's hair can't just grow out of their head exactly the way they want it to grow out of their heads, you know?
And these two, you're right, and these two young ladies, they're unique because, you know, their business is called Mixed Chicks, and they're both actually mixed chicks. Wendy has a black mother and a white father, and Kim is the opposite. She has a white Irish mom and a black father. And so they both, you know, all their lives growing up have come up with these issues with their naturally curly hair and trying to, they love curly hair and want to wear their hair curly, but it's just trying to find a way to wear it so that it's manageable, it's not stringy, it's not matted, you know, those kind of issues.
It is also a different world to be, mm-hmm. to have multi-racial textured hair because it's just, it may appear to be like somehow more manageable or beautiful for people, but taking care of that hair, like I do hair as well, and there's this girl named Sheree Combs who used to be Usher's groomer who does, this girl Melissa Meister, who happens to be multiracial, and what she does with her hair is they press her straight and then they trim her hair. And then they, you know, and then she gets the curly, wets it down, and, you know, gets the curly again, and then she has this amazing haircut. But when she gets her hair trimmed without the straightening beforehand, it just looks crazy. And I don't know what it is, but, and I just don't understand it a lot. And those girls were so, I think it's a great market that they're reaching because the products are usually geared towards, like, if you're just one straight race, you know what the deal is with your hair. Like, you're either going to get it pressed out, you're going to get it chemically relaxed, you're going to get whatever is going to happen. But, people, you know, there's not really things, except for white lines, really, that deal with curly hair that's trying to go towards the tight curl.
Right.
So I did learn a lot today at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, it was very interesting, very interesting, and I'm looking forward to seeing more from them, so it was great to have them on. So
yeah,
what are you doing
them.
Next?
Well, I triple booked myself for Saturday, and so I gave up two of my three jobs that I got on Saturday to, like, other assistants of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's the Saturday thing that I'm really preparing for is the Eminem Little Wing video.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
I'm sure there's going to be tons of girls. They're saying that there's not even a budget for an assistant, so I'm going to be reaching out looking for interns or something like that online for the Eminem Little Wing video, by the way. I'm also up for this Black Hair Care commercial, and it's so funny, the ad agency is putting the production company through hell. Like, they're wanting a wardrobe stylist that has worked with, you know, curvaceous women of color, and specifically curvaceous women, which no wardrobe stylist necessarily keeps their plus size models in, you know, in their books,
right,
or whatever.
Exactly.
So they cannot find a stylist to save their lives. I know you guys referred me to people, which is really sweet, which I forwarded, or one of them doesn't quite have her site together yet. I think she's going to have it together a bit tonight. But what I do, though, I'm hoping it's a period piece, which I heard that it was a 1990s hair care period piece, you know, with the, even with Gumby's still left over and all of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I create these hair pieces on people's heads. Like, say, for instance, someone just has a regular fade. I take with spirit gum and with just hairspray, and I take the locks that I cut from Afro wigs, like synthetic hair, and I just place and place and place and glue and trim and place until it's like high up into a Gumby. Then I clip it down and shave in the lines, and it looks so amazing. So I've sort of like just did it on the spur of the moment one day on a job, and it's turned into this thing where I'm now an expert at black period hair. And because, you know, if they call me and they're like, do you work on animals or whatever? And I'll be like, yes, I just did 3 ponies for a hair commercial yesterday. If they ask me anything, I will just always say, yes, I can do it. Well, when I was asked to do the black period hair in the past, I really hadn't done it before.
Right.
I just said I did, and I figured it out before the job. But which is what I normally do. So if you ever call me for a job and it's really intricate and detailed and unheard of, yes, I have of course done it. But but maybe not, and I will be able to do it by the time I show up on the job. because due to the economy, we don't want to turn down jobs. We want to instead learn that little other aspect that, you know, that just adds a slight advantage to our careers, but somehow it's turned into where people actually think I'm an expert at it now, which I guess I am, but I've just created my own little method, which I don't know if it's considered expertise to come up with your own with your own thing. But anyhow, so that's, I'm working on that commercial coming up, and then this music video. I had to turn down a little Kids Bop job. You know, I don't know if you've heard of this company, Kids Bop.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, they put out CDs and stuff and, like, kid versions of, like, popular songs, and they put out music videos for it as well. So what we do is we turn, like, little girls into, like, little girl Beyoncés or whatever.
Oh, wow.
But not, you know, without the sex appeal. Like, we make it more of a, like, a cutesy version.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sing the songs. It's really funny. Yeah, my jobs go from jobs that are, like, you wouldn't think that they're a lot of fun and they're not very glamorous to the most, to the greatest jobs. I still take all those little weird jobs as well.
Of course.
I just do, and I don't even care if it's, I have no stigma attached to anything except porn.
Right.
I will not do porn.
Right.
I won't do porn anymore. I won't. No, just kidding. I never did. I never have done it. They have asked me to do it. And I just could never bring myself to do it, even if I was broke or needed the money, or even back in the day, 10 years ago, I just would never do it.
Right.
I worked on the Playboy catalog for a long time, which is no nudity. They're just, like, selling airplanes and and stuff like that.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be very busy within the next few days.
I am.
So that's great. That's very great.
No,
so
I am.
You have to come on next week and tell us how this this video turned out.
I will. I'm definitely, because I'm I'm really imagining myself running up to Eminem and going, "Remember me, remember me." But also, by the way, I just finished the short film. You know, there's this music video director that totally put me on the map. Like, he hired me on all of his videos, and I'm talking mass. He does hundreds of videos every year, but he totally started my career, put me on the map, and he did this little short film, and it's called The Woofer, and you can go to YouTube and see it by just typing in The Woofer, mm-hmm. and it's so funny. It's a short, funny film that I just did the hair and makeup on, and since it's my favorite director who totally helped my career, I want to make you guys all watch it, comment on it.
Director Maxie?
Mark Klasfeld is my favorite director. It's Mark Klasfeld.
He's one of my favorites. He was the first video director I've ever worked with.
Really?
Yep.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. About maybe 3 or 4 years ago when OCC first started, and I was at the makeup show, and I walk up to OCC, and I saw David's name tag. And I said, Klasfeld, I said, you wouldn't happen to be related to Mark Klasfeld, the video director, would you? And he was like, yeah, that's my cousin. I was like,
yes,
oh, my
it
God,
is. And that's one of the big reasons that I reached out with OCC, besides the fact that I love all their products and I love David. I just feel like I owe the Klasfeld family so much. It's amazing. But this guy, Mark Klasfeld, has got such a strange brain. And he does the funniest things. So just go watch The Woofer, W-O-O-F-E-R, and you'll see Mark David Klasfeld, owner of OCC's Crazy Cousins direction.
Well, that's great to cross over into film a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's done films, several other films, but they're so bizarre that they're well received by certain people, but other people sometimes don't get his films, but this, The Woofer, is totally relatable. It's like about a guy who used to be a voiceover king that sort of lost his career, and it's really funny. Just so you know, you guys should all watch it. You guys should get off the radio and watch it immediately. But besides that, everyone else should stalk Mark Klasfeld, because another thing that's happened in the music video world is the budgets are so low that when companies go to, like, Alabama or Nebraska or Ohio or any other state, guess what? They no longer bring the hair and makeup team. They used to, but they no longer do. I have not been flown anywhere to do crap. And so what they do is they go online, the producers go online and search for makeup and hair people and wardrobe people in those states. Usually through, their production books.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this sort of, but also through any sites. Like, they'll just type in makeup artist Nebraska. And it sort of is giving opportunities to a lot of makeup and hair people across the country that would not normally have the chance to do, you know, all these artists. Because there's no longer the money to fly an entire glam team to other states. Very few artists will get their people there, like, you know, Mariah and J-Lo, of course, or whatever. But none of the male artists, for sure. And it's sort of a good thing. All these terrible things, these things that are terrible for my career, are sort of great for all the upcoming hair and makeup artists, though.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's horrible that this is happening, but you guys should thank God that it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we're running out of time, Maxie, so we'll catch you next week, but thank you for sharing all the information, and we're looking forward to hearing how the video turns out with Eminem and Lil Wayne and all the beautiful girls. So I'm excited about
him. Yeah, who knows? Swine flu is going around, so maybe I'll still end up doing him, and I'm in the end. No, just kidding. I'm not wishing swine flu on no other artists. Anyhow, okay, see you guys next week.
Okay, talk to you.
Bye.
All right, that's it for us, everyone. We'd like to thank Maxie for joining us and also Tim and Wendy of Nick's Chicks for joining us tonight. Very informative, and we wish them the best of luck, continued success. Again, call in at 914-803-4399 every week for your comments, questions, and you can also email us at info@illusionsbeauty.com. We also would like to know from our listeners, what does beauty mean to you? So email that to us at info@illusionsbeauty.com, and we will read them over the air. So just give us your name and what city and state you're in, or you can just give us your initials if you don't want your name read on the air, and just let us know who you are. If you enjoyed tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite. Also, post some comments on our profile page here on Blog Talk Radio, just so we know that, you know, that you enjoy the show. A lot of times I see the phone lines are all lit up, but no one wants to come on and talk, so you're just listening. So just let us know who you are and where you're calling from so we'll know who we're reaching. And with that being said, I'd like to say good night to you all. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.